You're listening to the news and music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and are welcome to our Innis News. Within the operational framework of Vietnam Law Training Network, yesterday morning, a scientific workshop entitled Improving the Quality of Law Training in Vietnam at Present took place at Can Tho University. The workshop was attended by lecturers from universities of law nationwide. Speeches presented by laborers at the workshop demonstrated that the improvement of training quality in the law discipline has encountered many difficulties. From the matters pointed out at the meeting, a law lecturer should be allowed to work as a lawyer so that they can supply more knowledge on real situations for their students. The 23rd Mekong Delta Francophone Festival has taken place in Kansas City. The festival, jointly held by the Union of Friendship Organizations, the Vietnam Friendship Association, and Kansas City University, aimed to celebrate the International French Language Day, March 20th, and the 50th establishment of the Vietnam French Diplomatic Relations, April 12, 1978, April 12, 1973, April 12, 2023. Within the festival, there were the gathering, Francophone Cultural and Music Exchange, a workshop on teaching in French, and exhibitions of local cultural heritages with the participation of more than 700 delegates. This activity aimed to encourage the development of French teaching and learning and boost the French language cooperation in the Mekong Delta region, contributing to carrying out the comprehensive development and cooperation between the Vietnamese government and Francophone countries. An online job transaction was jointly held by the Job Service Centers of Kansas City, Mekong Delta Regional Branches Cities, Ho Chi Minh, Đồng Nai, Bình Dương, Bà Rịa Vũng Tàu, Tây Ninh, and Đồng Tháp this morning. The Mekong Delta Job Transaction was connected to 19 locations and 191 recruiters, which provides over 21,000 vacancies, including office worker, project accountant, programmer, market development employee, technician, business employee, accountant, customer care, receptionist, bartender, servants, cashier, worker, garments worker, storekeeper, business assistant employee, maintenance employee, refrigeration operator, shipper, personnel administrative employee, aviation employees, among others. In the location of Kansas City, 30 businesses joined the transaction online and offline with over 1,000 vacancies. At the transaction, students were introduced to vacant employments to help students have orientations in their future careers. Kansas City People's Committee has just sent an official letter to the director of Kansas City's Culture, Sports and Tourism Department regarding the pilot organization of the Air Balloon Festival. Kansas City People's Committee agreed with the guidelines of organizing the Air Balloon Festival on the occasion of the 48th Southern Liberation National Reunification, April 30th and May Day. The City People's Committee assigned the Culture, Sports and Tourism Department to work with Sài Gòn Chiến Thắng Investment Export Trade Service Joint Stock Company on organizing the event. It's expected the festival takes place from April 29 to May 2, 2023 at Kansas Stadium and Cái Cui Port. Vietjet Air officially explores the flight route from Kansas City to Quảng Ninh Province with the first flight slated on upcoming April 25th. At the recent meeting, leaders of Kansas City and Quảng Ninh Province have come to a consensus on many cooperative contents in which the two localities will boost the advertisement of tourism to international and domestic tourists, connect tourism products between Mekong Delta and Red River Delta. The flight between Cần Thơ and Vân Đồn will be a very important milestone that creates breakthroughs for the development of the two localities. According to the General Statistics Office, at a current population growth speed, Vietnam is predicted to welcome the 100 millionth citizen by upcoming mid-April. Amid the global economic competition, where all countries consider the workforce as the most important tool to improve their competitiveness, the birth of the 100 millionth citizen is a memorable milestone for Vietnam, helping Vietnam become an impressive country in the eyes of international friends. And that's all for now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.